Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm Peter Pastor, your host. The whole hour, we're going to have a special guest for you today, right here on 95.7. And his name, of all things, is Andy Schmidt. Welcome, Andy.
Of all the names.
Of all the names we have.
It's good to be here.
Andy hails from Portland, and he does a number of things there, but one of them is playing a bass. How'd you get involved doing that?
How did I get involved? I know, right into it. I just fell in love with music in high school, or when I was in high school, and sought out the rock and roll. And
there you go.
You know, I started with the guitar and then moved on to the bass. It had less strings, was simpler. I liked the, you know, the rumbliness of it, and just kind of have been running with it for the past 30 years or so.
Andy has put together a playlist for us of music I would call a little off the beaten track.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
Do you want me to talk about now, or do you want to?
Just give them a hint of what you're going to do, and then we'll introduce it. Because before we start, we're going to. I'm playing a special request of mine.
Excellent.
Okay, so just give us a hint of what you're going to do.
Okay, well, I selected a sequence of songs that I felt like represented the hero's journey, and I'll leave it at that for now.
Okay, I love it. All righty, mine is we had Thanksgiving this past week, yesterday actually. Extended family came into town, and I got to know a little more, I wouldn't say the word close, but a little deeper into the mind of a young man and his music likes. And his name is Owen. I asked him what sport he plays. He said he's a dancer. I was just struck like, wow, that's kind of awesome. You know, Andy, I happen to think that maybe dancing is probably one of the most athletic things you can think of having your body do.
It certainly can be.
You know, dancers anyway use everything. A basketball player, okay, they have to jump, run, and shoot a hoop. A baseball player has to hit the ball. A football player has to take turns falling down. But a dancer has to do it all.
Well, dancing is. It's kind of it can be everything.
So I asked him to pick a song, and he picked one by, and here goes an old man talking to a young man. He picked a song by DJ O, and I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's called End of the Beginning. So, Owen, this one's for you.
I wave goodbye to thee.
Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me.
I started that song and talking without the mics on.
Yeah, well, you know, we all make
something
mistakes.
Sometimes. So that gives you a hint of what's coming up. So Andy, we have a complete show here.
Indeed,
that
we do.
Needs some explanation, and since you put it together, I'm gonna turn it over to you. What's the first song you're gonna play?
Well, the first song is a Mike Watt song, and I have been a fan of Mike Watt's musical styling for a long time. His current band, amongst others, is called Main Steam Stop Valve, and this is from that operation from a couple albums ago. And I just felt like it was a good kind of origin song for this hero's journey that I kind of constructed. Where I don't know if you want to go through one song at a time or like kind of little
let's do a song at a time.
Or?
No, let's do a song at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of it. Yeah. I just feel like this was a really good like origin story to kick off this hero's journey.
And this is the band is who?
The band is called MSSV, and that's short for Main Steam Stop Valve.
Okay.
And my connection to them is the bass player, Mike Watt.
So they're Portland-based?
They're in L.A.
Oh, how did you know him?
Well, I lived down there once upon a time, and I saw when I was a young man, somebody goes, oh, you play bass? You'd love Firehose. And so I went and saw this band, Firehose, that Mike Watt was in at the time. And I was smitten.
And, you were smitten.
I was smitten by the whole operation. It was a flavor of rock and roll that I had never heard before. And it picked me up and took me for a ride. And I've been following him ever since. And he's pretty active. Mike Watt is and has been for the whole time. And so this is, you know, I go see his shows and buy his albums, and I'm a fan. And so I thought this is just a good place to start.
Let's do it. Let's start it. The Mystery of... sounds that it's club music. If you're in a club, you've got to keep moving. There we have it.
All right, main steam stop valve. So up next, I believe it's Tallulah Gosh.
Yes.
I don't know if they're from Scotland or Wales, or they're from that kind of, you know, it's misty and cold and rainy and depressing where they're from. And I picked this song just because I love it. It has two things. I love just the imagery, like the poetic imagery throughout the song, kind of the story it's telling, you know, the way that it tells the story. But also it has this, like, there's kind of an optimism, like a youthful optimism that I get from this song. And that's why I picked it, and I sequenced it towards the beginning because it feels kind of more youthful and optimistic, and you know, kind of like it's sort of moving into the future oriented. And it's some of the songs later are a little more cynical, and so I just wanted to put this one a little up front to like kind of like capture that, to contrast that the arc of the journey.
And while you were talking, I was just looking him up, this Tallulah Gosh guy. Gosh darn it, Tallulah Gosh! Gosh darn it! You know what? He's British,
okay.
But he was at the beginning of the twee pop movement.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a twee pop movement.
He and that movement started with him in late 1985. So,
oh,
there you have it. Just filling you in there.
Yeah,
sir.
No, I didn't know that. Excellent.
Here we go with Just a Dream.
I saw.
Tallulah, gosh. I love that song. Absolutely do. It's awesome. Right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California, or KDRT.org, worldwide on the web. And let's see. I think you'll have to go to KDRT and look up listening lyrics, and you can see when the show replays. I believe it's on Sundays. And it also becomes a podcast. Did you know that,
Mr. This show Andy? Right now is going to become a podcast?
It will become a podcast. Oh, wow. on Apple Podcasts, whatever they call their things, Apple Pod or the Pod of an Apple. Mm-hmm. And it'll be on there starting in about 10 minutes after the show ends.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
I'll have to, you know, phone up some of my people.
And I didn't know this. But whatever you are saying, uh-huh, and what I am saying to you, uh-huh, or to our wonderful listeners, on the podcast, if you hit subscribe, not subscribe, if you hit some button, it gives you the verbiage.
Oh, like
the,
a transcript?
A transcript, huh, automatically, and they do it for us free of charge.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that something? What's the next song, Andy?
I believe the next song is Wilder by Slang.
Yes.
And Slang is a relatively recent band, but I'm 50-some years old, so they're, you know, they've been around for a handful of years. And I learned about Slang mostly because I've had like a musical crush on Janet Weiss, who,
whoa,
was the drummer in Slater Kinney. And this is her current band. And it was, you know, just one of those things where I heard she was in a new band and they were playing, and I had never heard any of the songs of the Slang. And I went to the show and was utterly blown away. And so here we are.
Alrighty. Wilder by Slang.
Just say you.
The City of Davis Parks Division manages. The City of Davis Parks Division manages nearly 500 acres of parks and greenbelts, including play and picnic areas, off-leash dog parks, community gardens, exercise tracks, swimming pools, baseball and soccer fields, tennis and basketball courts, and other outdoor spaces. For more information, visit cityofdavis.org/residents and click on Parks and Greenbelts.
You know, the City of Davis has some very nice parks. And today I took Andy, and it just so happens to have been my daughter along. Andy and my daughter are sort of a pair. I was going to sort of do something with an apple or something and a pear. It's a pear is a pear to eat.
Right. Oh, okay.
And an apple, but it didn't work.
Yeah, no,
and now I'm making a fool out of myself.
No, you're doing
but
great.
But anyways,
you're doing great.
But anyways, we got on our bikes and we did most of the Davis Circle. And tell me what you thought of that.
I thought it was pretty great. I was I was impressed. It's a little chilly out, and I was impressed with how many other people were out. I mean, it is a holiday weekend, and
right?
So I guess I should have expected as such. But there were tons of people out, and including that. And I guess this happened yesterday, but one of the parks we rode through today, I saw people playing cricket.
Yes.
People were actually playing, they had a game of cricket going, and
right.
I stopped and was like, what the heck's going on here?
By the grade school there, every weekend they do that, and if you want to sign up, you can join their league.
They probably want me to show up more than once a year.
and in the summer especially, they have a lot of spectators.
Huh. Yeah, I thought it was pretty spectacular, and I also just appreciated that it was this, kind of a mostly off-street... quiet paths, and you went through meandered through all these little parks and green belts and little natural areas, and went by some the college,
yes,
that kind of agriculture stuff, and
yep,
it was kind of cool. I liked it.
We had a good time. Alrighty, we're right at almost at the halfway point. You're going to have to remind listeners what kind of show you put together and why.
Okay, so this is I put together kind of a hero, just a collection of songs that I felt represented a hero's journey. And up to now, it's been there's been kind of a, I guess we're in the first epoch of our hero's life. And these next few songs are kind of they're growing up a little bit and kind of gaining some life experience and having some some heartbreak and some challenges, and they're having to overcome, and they're feeling some sadness from time to time and processing that, and sometimes it's defeating and other times it's energizing to kind of stand up and make things happen and make changes in their life to continue on their journey.
And you happen to pick a song by The Nationals, which, by the way, is the first group that I know in this lineup so far.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is they're probably the most popular band so far.
I've been waiting 30 minutes to hear someone I know and like. I've got their LPs.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's roll it.
This is
I don't know that it's their newest album. I think they might have a newer one. But this was the opening track off of a couple albums ago.
Once Upon a... The song is Once Upon a Poolside.
This any harder, everybody's waiting, walk-ons almost over, teenagers on ice, try to keep my distance, talking of forgiveness, once upon a poolside, underneath the lights, what was the worried thing you said to me? I'll follow you everywhere while you work the room. I don't know how you do it. Tangerine perfume. I'm not doing anyone any kind of favors. Watching airplanes land, sinking to the pavement. What was the worried thing you said to me? Keep talking, I can't stop shaking, I
Can't keep track of everything I'm taking. Everything is different. Why do I feel the same? Am I asking for too much? Can't hear what you're saying. What was the worried thing you said to me? I thought we could make it through anything. This is the closest we've ever been. And I had no idea what's happening. Is this how this whole thing closest we ever been? Don't make this any harder. Everybody's waiting. Walk-on's almost over. Teenagers on ice. Try to keep my distance. Talking of forgiveness. Once upon a poolside, underneath the lights. What's the worried thing you've said to me? I thought we could make it through anything.
Mustafa, دمي سود بتنفس في الظلام عشان اوصل للنور مهما تكسروني حاولوا تفهموني انا مش
Black Blood by Invisible Hands. And before that, we heard The Nationals, Once Upon a Poolside. Tell me about that last song.
So both of that last song was in Arabic, in case the words seemed unintelligible. So it was.
I don't know. I thought it was English, but they were on something else.
Yeah, no. So it's okay. Arabic. There actually is an English version of that song, but I feel like I kind of like not knowing. I like the mood that singer brings. There is an English version that you understand the words, but it's. It has less mystery to it. I kind of like the kind of emotional quality of her voice and the way it interacts with the music.
Yeah.
And I think that both of those songs, The National and that Invisible Hands songs, both represent kind of perhaps a period of growth in our hero's journey, where it's kind of perhaps the low point. And I think after we take care of a little bit of business, the next song is kind of the upswing, right? Like after, when you have a low and then you start coming up and there's this like kind of like a chrysalis emerging kind of moment. That's kind of where we're at in this hero's journey. And so that'll be after the business.
Okay.
But
the business.
Let's get to the business.
Already. We're going the business, the last Wednesday of every month at Armadillo Music. Many DJs gather, along with other volunteers and the public, and our Armadillo Music serves adult LP store, Armadillo Music, serves adult beverages.
Okay.
So we stand around, and like we all pretend we're adults, and we can drink these beverages and chit-chat.
Right.
And everybody can pick any LP in the store that's open, so that's usually used, and we'll play it for them.
Oh, excellent.
And we do that for 2 hours.
Okay.
On the last Wednesday of every month. But this month, no last month, because that was yesterday.
Oh.
Was it yesterday, the last Wednesday of the month?
Yesterday was Thursday, maybe a couple days ago.
Yeah, a couple of days ago was the last Wednesday of the month. And then next Wednesday of the month is New Year's Eve, so we're not going to do it. So we're going to combine both of them and do it December 10th of this year at Armadillo Music. And everyone is invited, and any LP you buy, I will sign.
That's quite a deal.
I like that. I wonder how many LPs I'll sell.
Huh? Of your own LP?
Not my own. No. Yours. You have a CD. I'm going to play one of those songs sometime. Okay, let's keep going here. Another band I know of, Captain Beefheart, goes back. Are they 50s or 60s? I mean, they go back a long way.
Yeah, I don't know when his first release came out.
Yeah.
But, I would associate him with the 60s and 70s. But it's possible that he put something out in the late 50s.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what do we got?
Electricity.
Alrighty. And so we're on the upswing, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yeah, it's kind of like a second wind in life.
Thank you. sing and through your chimney. Thunderbolts caught easily shout the truth peacefully.
I'm loving it, Andy.
High voltage man kisses night to bring the light to those who need to hide their shadow deep. Go into bright, find the light, and know that friends don't mind just how you grow.
You know, Andy, that song is so damn old that they recorded it right after electricity was invented.
I believe that's a true fact.
You know, it is.
Well, that's what that thing was. It was just the sound of unbridled energy,
yes,
that squealing throughout.
God, my God. Listen, you know, we've got 30-some shows that are homespun right here on KDRT.
Homespun like made from home?
Or here.
Okay.
In the studio, like this one. We're okay. Live in the studio today.
Yes, we are.
One of my favorite shows is non-music. Now,
okay.
I know you're not a big sports guy.
Fair enough.
But I like to watch a football game every weekend, maybe even two, but that's it.
Okay.
But now I'm rooting for Tennessee because Tennessee, I don't know what they've done this week, but they were one win, 10 losses.
Okay.
Now, how can you not root for a team like that?
If
you want to know why they're only 1-10,
uh-huh,
you go to Ion Sports with Chuck and Cody, because it's a lighthearted sports talk show that often features local athletes.
Oh, excellent.
Did you know one of the best quarterbacks that's come out this year is right here an hour and a half away in Napa?
Oh,
can you believe it?
I did not know that.
I know. So Chuck and Cody can tell you all about him. Tune in on Thursdays from 6 to 7 on KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. And if you really want to, for replays and more info, visit KDRT.org. Andy, we're slowly running out of time. We've got coming up Hot Freaks by The Voices. This is such a short song that I won't have to do anything except just sit here. My finger will go on and then in a minute and a half off.
Yeah, keep it ready.
Tell me about
the
song
away.
Real quick.
It's just a short song. It's called Hot Freaks. Our hero has become actualized and is heading out into the world and has embraced that you know, the Hot Freaks.
Okay, from their album B-1000. Hot Freaks, there we have it.
Hot Freaks!
Isn't that something? What was that song you were telling me about where they rattle off all the names of all these people that have irritated the singer?
Oh, the Swamp Zombies.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately, it's too obscure for some of the streaming services.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We couldn't find it.
Yeah. But that's okay. It's pretty good. The song's essentially a list of, so-and-so's a creep, and that person's a creep, and that person's a creep. And then the chorus just comes around and it says something like, I put these people in this song because these people did me wrong, or something like that. And then the verse launches into the next verse, and it's just another list of people who are creeps.
And so you're driving back to Portland this week.
Yes.
On Sunday. First of all, safe miles.
Well, indeed.
You've done this trip more than once, I'm sure, because you're originally from Southern California, so you know the landscape, what's coming, which curves are dangerous, which ones you can kind of go a little quicker than the 55 they advertise.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
What's your favorite part of the trip?
I think in some goofy way, and this is kind of just a weird, I like seeing the level of Lake Shasta.
Oh.
I just like seeing.
That's always
like,
a highlight.
Is the lake up? Is it down?
Was it up?
It was kind of middle this time. I've seen it when it was really low, and then I've been by other times. I'm like, holy cow, it's almost full. But I've been making that drive for the 30 years, on and off, and just from living in Southern California and up in Washington and
so
in Oregon.
My favorite before we get back, is we don't have a Dairy Queen here.
Oh,
I'd love Dairy Queen.
So my question to you is, you probably know where the first Dairy Queen is, huh?
Reading.
Okay.
Reading. And there's one in Cottage Grove.
Okay.
Eureka.
Okay.
So I could go on and on.
Right.
But one of my new favorites is in Griswell.
Okay.
Just north of Cottage Grove, south of Eureka, and it's the most wonderful bakery that you'll find. Unbelievable.
I love me some carbohydrates.
The bread is beautiful. The pastry is beautiful. Their coffee is wonderful. I forget what they call it, but it's in Griswell, which is a town of maybe 1,000.
Okay. Huh. I don't know that I've ever noticed it.
They have one flashing light in the center of town for traffic.
Okay. That sounds lovely.
And always when we're there, there's always traffic there.
Uh-huh.
And we're the only car. The other two roads and the car coming, they're all pickup trucks.
Oh, right. Well, it's once you get outside of the suburbia, the urban.
All righty.
Okay.
We're going to Corky now. Corky.
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 Apparently, the name is a dice game.
Oh, okay.
That I do not know how to play, but I believe that is what the name is.
And it's Woulda Coulda.
Woulda Coulda.
Oh, man, a lot of woulda couldas have happened in my life.
Yep.
Yours too?
Indeed.
Here we go. Woulda Coulda. Corky, it's a super group of
DC punk rockers.
Punk rockers.
Yeah, or former punk rock. Now they have gray hair and children.
But DC has a lot of punk there.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of bands from there.
That's why they sent in the National Guard.
Maybe.
I got it. Oh, no wonder. Trump was right after all. Too many.
Of all the things to say on public.
too many of those people running around there. Can you imagine rapping on street corners?
Rapping?
Yeah,
rapping. Well, sure, I've seen street performers punking, do that.
Punking?
busking. I think they call that busking.
And busking, too. Yeah, good God. Well, anyways, Andy Schmidt, I want to thank you for being on the radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. It's been a delight. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California, or KDRT.org. My name is Peter Pasteur. You've been listening to KDRT. My guest has been Andy Schmidt, and we talked about songs that represent the curve of life.
Indeed.
Alrighty. What are we going to finish with?
So this last song is sort of a more of a sound collage and less of an actual song.
Okay.
And it in a lot of ways has some sort of a peak cynicism in it.
Ooh.
And so this is put together by Steve Fisk, and it's got some samples that you will recognize.
Have a good weekend, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Here we go, Andy. Terrible Weapons by Steve Fisk.
We're born, we age, we die. The reverse never happens. None of this is true. Say goodbye to classical reality, because our logic collapses on the subatomic level into ghosts and shadows.
Thank God for those people back in the 1980s. Thank God for those people back in the 1980s. The highway shining in the sun, like the mountains of the Coast Range rising on the other side. And I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone a hunt on the other side. And I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone like the mountains of the Coast Range. But I couldn't completely neglect the beauty around me. Pacific out there on one side of the highway shining in the sun, like the mountains of the Pacific out there on one side of the highway shining in the sun, like the mountains of the Coast Range rising on the other side. And I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone 100 years from now would be. And I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone.
Come on, folks. Let's tell folks what you really do for a living.
I was given an assignment to write a letter. I was to go into a time capsule. Completely neglect the beauty around me. What it would be like for, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, with that thought, I realized what a job I